Let's talk about Brett Favre, experienced quarterback, obviously. What does he still do good that poses a problem on Sunday?
Everything. You know, he moves around the pocket. He stays alive and makes still making all the throws. You know, you can see it as he becomes more and more familiar with their offense. You know, he's doing a much better job of changing the plays at the line of scrimmage, recognizing things. And, you know, it's a matter of getting familiar with the terminology. And he's just making plays. You know, he just stays alive and makes plays, makes tight throws, and keeps the ball moving.
But like any good quarterback, he can be rattled on occasions.
I can't recall ever a day where Brett Favre's been rattled. You know, he'll bounce back. If you do get a hit on him, or he does, you know, get a tip ball and somebody makes a play, always bounces back, so he can never relax.
No rattling him at all, then.
No, that's not. They've done a real good job through the offseason of building this team. They've got a real good blend, solid blend of veteran players, young players, playmakers. They're healthy. You know, their skill level at each position on offense is exceptional, and he takes advantage of it.
What does it say about quarterbacks in the NFL, experience, that kind of thing? You got Kerry Collins, 14th year, Brett in like his 19th year, 20th, 33rd year, whatever it is.
Well, I mean, you know, experience is, you know, it's extremely valuable because it gives you an opportunity to remain competitive. And when you're healthy and you still got the arm strength, I mean, and you had the experience, you can do good things. And that's what both of them are doing. You know, there's no panic. There's, you know, they're always going to be in ball games, and they're usually going to find ways to win them.
One thing Favre has shown, though, is he does make mistakes sometimes. He does throw interceptions. He does try to kind of force balls.
I think of all the quarterbacks that have played this game, he probably has the shortest memory. You know, he bounces right back. You know, he's going to fit, you know, especially when you get into plus territory. I mean, there's tight windows, and he tries to fit them in. Sometimes he doesn't. But he comes right back and ends up doing it. So, I mean, he bounces right back. You know, he overcomes those things, and he's done that all year.
I understand you keep giving your guys some Mondays and all Tuesdays off, and a lot of them keep coming in anyway. What does that say about this?
Yeah, that's been well. They're actually they're required to come in, but they're on their own as far as coming in. That would be Monday. Tuesdays, most of the guys come in just because you know this stretch here. You know, we reminded them about a week ago that we had three games in 15 days, and you know it's going to take its toll on them physically. So, you know, the only way you get through is take care of yourself. So that's what they've been doing.
Is that a function though of how much fun they're having that they want to be here, or is it? I mean, does it get to the point that you say just take a break?
No, I think it's a function of the locker room. I mean, these guys were in, you know, 2 years ago when we were 0-5. I mean, that's just what they do. They like coming to work and have fun.
Explain this 3-4 defense and the challenge it poses Sunday.
Well, their sack numbers are up there top of the league right now, and particularly because not only do they have talented pass rushers, but the three-man line defense typically creates mismatches for your protection, your backs. You know, it's almost impossible to not create a situation where you've got a running back blocking an exceptional pass rushing linebacker, and that's where the problems arise.
Coach, how does this high-profile game that you're going to be playing on Thanksgiving and how does maybe the Colts game and those things kind of prepare you for these high-profile games, these national games that you've got coming up the next couple of weeks?
No, there's not. I mean, the Colts game was a great experience for Nashville and you know, for Tennessee. You know, these guys, it was just a ball game. And, you know, that's the approach they're taking. Every game's a high-profile game as far as we're concerned because we're playing a good opponent. We have to try to win a game. So it's just that 1 week, that boring 1 week approach that we're taking.
Does it get harder as the wins add up to have guys buy into the 1 week at a time thing and not think too far ahead?
No, it makes no sense to look ahead. I mean, just all you have to do is put the jet tape on and look at the Jets and what they've done. You can't afford to look ahead.
You surprised though, human nature-wise, that they might not slip into that a little bit?
Or is this what do you special mean, bunch? What I do mean, you mean about human nature?
Well, a lot of people might, you know, wow, we're 10-0 and all this talk about
us. I think a lot of that is generated outside. You know, they're not happy with how they play. I mean, they're happy with the outcome, but they're not happy with how they played the first half. I mean, we have to play better football. We won a game, didn't play particularly well, and so we've got to get better. And that's you know, that's the attitude here. That's the motto. Let's get better. Keep winning.
Expect Nick Harper to come back this week?
You know, we got a number of guys that we rested today, and you know, we haven't ruled anybody out other than Nick Harper. I'm sorry, other than Eric King. Okay. Eric obviously had surgery last night and was successful, but the other guys were just waiting. We'll be day to day.
How soon do you make a decision on him in terms of whether you can?
You know, we're gonna I think consult with the medical staff and see what his expected return date would be.
You've had so many guys step up in different spots. Who's the unknown this week that comes through and makes huge plays?
You just have to watch and see. You know, so far it seems like every week we've had somebody make a play for us that we've needed to, and a lot of those plays are coming from backup players.
Thank you.